The backwards game on the K92 Morning Thing.
The backwards game. Today it is all lines from famous comedy movies, classics, here on the Thing, and we will start with, I was inspired yesterday because Antoine in his confessional was sort of, you were talking about like the Reverend in Coming to America.
Yes.
Whole thing. And as that great character by Arsenio Hall once said, if loving the Lord is wrong, I don't want to be right. And I tried to do the whole phrase, but it was just too long. You couldn't do it. That's way too many words. I don't want to be right. What we will do. So round one, Antoine, since you inspired it, I think you can go ahead and go first.
Okay.
So Monica, go into the soundproof chamber. Don't you worry, there'll be some Adam Sandler at the end of this.
My best friend.
Yep. She's like, I'm leaving. Forget it. She's already just walking away. So I don't want to be right. You'll hear it two times backward, and then we'll flip you around, and we'll see if you sound any better than that kid. Here we go. That is time one. You'll hear it again a second time. I don't want to be right. Had a good growl to it.
I don't think I'm going to have a single word when it flips back.
You got that?
That's not a word.
Well, it's a feeling is what it is. Monica's back from the soundproof chamber. Antoine did put a decent growl on it, but did he have any words that went along with it? I don't know. You're going to hear, I don't want to be right. Flip it around, and it becomes this. That is time one. Time two. Who's Gary Oniwat? Oh, is that actor?
Yeah, he was in the movie
The Fifth Element.
That's what it was.
Gary Oniwat. Yes, I remember him. Good dude, great actor.
Yes.
That Gary Oniwat. I think he won an Academy Award for Hallelujah. If you remember that,
he was great.
So, if loving the Lord is wrong, I don't want to be right. Antoine is here. I think your tone is there. Again, it's just a question of the words.
There's no words.
I don't know. Let's see. I think you said, I want to eat a wiener, like a hot dog.
Is what that is.
I want to eat a wiener. Delicious. Yeah. All right. Monica Brooks. Let's see. What does Gary sound like?
Gary, I don't want.
You're so cute. You sound like... Was there ever a character on Sesame Street where Cookie Monster had a little daughter or like a little cousin?
Gary, I don't want
me want cookies. Yes, order.
All right, let's flip it around.
I mean, what are you? I mean, what are you?
What?
I think I got that one, Gus. I sounded closer.
Correct.
Point Antoine.
Oh, man.
Yep. I did it.
It's sort of like saying, Monica, you're 1,000 miles away from the correct answer, but Antoine, you're 999.
Yes.
So congratulations.
Yes.
Just a little bit closer.
Eat my dust.
So Antoine, you can head on over victorious in round one to the soundproof chamber. A round two will be from Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. The catchphrase.
Party on, dudes.
By the way, I watched the original with the kids the other day. It's a good one. It's a good one for
the
kids.
Do they like it?
Yeah, because it's kind of goofy and it's cartoony, even though it's not a cartoon. And then it has historical figures in it. So I guess they're learning something, like Napoleon likes ice cream.
So we watched The Mask.
Okay.
Jim Carrey.
How was that one?
And the kids, they enjoyed it.
Is that movie any good? I feel like that's one where as an adult.
We still laughed.
What movie?
We laughed.
The Mask.
With Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's good for its time. It's good for a 90s comedy. And if you liked it then, you'll watch it now. And I think you'll still enjoy it.
But lower your expectations, I think is what you're saying. Don't expect it to be like, oh my God, this is a classic.
But the kids liked it.
It's a classic funny. It's a classic comedy.
Uh-huh.
But it's silly.
Okay. Because a lot of those Jim Carrey movies for me, and I loved ones like Dumb and Dumber. I don't know. They don't hold up quite as well over the years. Anyway, here we go. Party on, dudes. Two times backwards. Haven't even done it yet, Antoine. So go ahead and take your headphones off.
Oh, I was like, you had to finish by now.
We got to talking. Sorry. Okay. Yeah. He goes into the soundproof chamber. Here you go. Party on, dudes. Two times. Here's time one.
Snooze. Nah, eat girl.
This is time two.
Snooze. Nah, eat girl.
Snooze Nidal.
That feels pretty good to me. I mean, the fact is round two is fixed, so we can move on to round three because you still have to do some Adam Sandler stuff. But I think you might win this one on your own.
All right.
I think you did pretty good with it. Party on, dudes. You'll hear it two times backwards. Here's time one, Antoine.
Snooze, nah, Earl.
Time two.
Snooze, nah, Earl.
Snooze, nah, Earl.
You seem pretty good, too, actually.
Mm-hmm.
It's not bad.
I saw you. I hear you.
All right.
A little side eye.
I see you, but I don't see you.
But I hear you.
I hear you.
Snooze, Nidal.
All right. We flip it around, and we're looking for Party On, dudes.
Party On, zoons.
It's pretty good. It's got a little bit of a Baby Michelle from Full House quality to it, but that's fine.
Snooze, Nidal.
Antoine's is?
Party On, zoons.
Yours is pretty good, too. Point, Monica.
Correct.
Yeah. I mean, it's fixed. And I think I would have given it to her by a hair.
I think hers is better.
It was very close, but it didn't matter. We now move to the third and final round here in the backwards game. So Antoine will go first, and then Monica, you will get to enjoy some Billy Madison, who, as he says, you know, pee in your pants.
It's the coolest.
It's the coolest. Throw in your little Adam Sandler-ness with it as well. Antoine, we'll flip it around. You'll hear it two times. Here we go. Time one. Time two. Not feeling great about that.
Nobody asked you.
Oh, okay. Well, never mind then.
Okay.
I didn't say
anything.
Thank
you.
Yeah.
So wait just, a minute. You are the judge, though, aren't you? It.
That is true. So actually, I'm the only person anybody asks. All right, Monica, welcome back. It's the coolest. You will hear it two times. Time one. Time two.
How'd you feel about that, Judge Judy?
Slightly better, Antoine. But you never know. When I feel good about one of Monica's, it's terrible. And when I think it's going to be awful,
it's spot on.
It's spot on. So let's see what we have here. Antoine, it's the coolest.
Salut, Gosney.
Flip it around and we get...
It's the coolest.
Decent.
I thought it was all right.
Not bad.
Right. That was pretty good.
Not bad. Monica Brooks, you have your work cut out for you. It's the coolest. Time one.
Salut, Gosney.
And I should just say this is a win-win for everybody else because Monica does not like Adam Sandler at all.
So not a fan.
If
not
she
a fan.
Wins this game, it is because of Adam Sandler. And if she loses, she has been defeated by Adam Sandler. So really, we all win. Monica loses no matter what. Here we go. It's the coolest. Flip it around and we get...
It's the coolest.
Ooh.
It's the coolest. It's the coolest.
Oof. That's close.
It is very close. Okay, one final time.
It's the coolest. It's the coolest.
I think just to make her say that Adam Sandler got her a victory.
Correct.
I'm giving it to Monica. Congratulations.
Adam Sandler.
Your one true love, Adam Sandler, is here for you and propels you to victory.